Number 57 from April 2007. How are you doing? I was stopped in the hallway of the hospital the other day by a fellow employee. I almost got away with just a passing hello, but then I made the fatal mistake of asking her, "How are you doing?" Apparently, she had been waiting all day for somebody to ask her that question because she was ready to tell me exactly how she was doing, and she wasn't doing well. She opened with, "Can you believe how stupid people are who work in this place?" I replied that sometimes I could believe it, but that in my bad days I couldn't. It didn't really make any difference what I believed because she had already launched into a diatribe about her fellow workers before I was done speaking. I could see that this clearly was going to be a monologue, not a dialogue, so I started bobbing my head up and down and murmuring, from time to time. I probably looked like a desperate bobblehead doll, but I was trapped. After she had ripped several co-workers up one side and down the other, especially supervisors, who were supposed to know more than she did, she switched to her personal woes. She had a son in trouble at school, a husband that wouldn't work, a mother that interfered, and several special and interesting, at least to her, health problems herself. Finally, in order to extricate myself from this conversation from hell, I said, "Oh, look at the time. I've got to get back up to the floors." That was mostly true, but the real truth was that I would have been glad to have left and had my fingernails pulled out with the pliers one at a time rather than stay for more of this. As I had time to reflect on this exchange, I tried to remember what one of my teachers always said. What is the lesson in all this that God is trying to teach you? I think that there are a few lessons from this. First, there are many people out there whose self-image has been so badly damaged by abuse, hurt, pain, and shame that they believe the only way anybody would spend time with them is if they have some really important bad stuff to talk about. Or maybe people would only appreciate them if they find out how much worse other people are doing than they are. Second, if folks tell me what is behind all this bluster and tell me what they struggle with, I can almost always accept them. It is hard not to like a person who lets you know who they are and where they have been in life and how they are feeling. Third, the way I tolerate overbearing, annoying, intrusive, and whiny people is a good barometer on how I am doing spiritually at that time. When I am in good shape spiritually, I can look past the irritating behaviors of others with ease and just say, "But for the grace of God, there go I." I recall the words of Jesus about people who were not just annoying, but downright deadly. "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do."